Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Annual Festival of Trees begins today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Festivities for the annual Festival of Trees kick off today at the Camplex Wyoming Center. The Festival of Trees Committee are celebrating their 32nd year, putting on the fundraising event, which raises money for the Northeast Wyoming Healthcare Foundation and Lifeline. Over the course of the last 31 years, the event has raised $3.5 million and raising a record-setting $425,000 in 2022. This year, there are 26 large trees, 18 elf trees, and 16 wreaths created and donated to the fundraising effort. The event opens to the public today at 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. for viewing. The senior lunch is also today at 11:30 p.m. and the festival kickoff event begins at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Performances on Friday include the Gillette Chamber Singers, Symphony Friends, Carolyn Matthews and Students, and Crosstown Jazz. On Saturday, the doors will open to the public at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the live auction and dinner at 5:30 p.m. Performances on Saturday will include What Band, Diana Larson, Live to Dance, Claudia Erleb, Arts in Motion, and Stan Hunter. Sunday is Family Day at the Festival of Trees. Bring the kids from noon to 4 p.m. to view the trees and visit with Santa. Admission is one canned food item. The Festival of Lights will also kick off today in conjunction with the Festival of Trees at the Camplex Park. The schedule is as follows. Kids-themed shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, country-themed shows on Wednesdays and Saturdays, traditional-themed shows on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, Hayride Wednesdays are back in December, and that schedule will be posted after the Thanksgiving holiday. For more detailed information about the Festival of Lights, including sponsors, donations, and available displays needing sponsors, visit the new Campbell County Recreation Foundation's Facebook page. Lummis votes to support Senate passage of legislation overturning President Biden's $150 million student loan bailout. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis voted in support of Senate Resolution 43, a Congressional Review Act resolution, which sought to overturn the U.S. Department of Education rule that drastically reduces the amount student loan borrowers have to pay back through the income-driven repayment plans. It would have prevented hardworking people in Wyoming from being forced to pay off loans of doctors, lawyers, and those with multiple graduate degrees across the country. Senator Lummis said, if you take out a loan, you need to pay it back, asking people in Wyoming who either don't go to college themselves, paid their way, or worked hard to pay back their own student loans to bankroll someone else's degree at a time when the average Wyoming household is spending an additional $1,000 each month or more to keep up with the rising costs of living, shows how woefully out of touch this administration is with the average American. Instead of driving costs up even higher for Wyoming families by using unlawful executive orders to enforce his radical and costly liberal policy dreams, President Biden needs to work with Congress to balance the budget and bring down costs for families. In June 2023, the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's previous attempt to transfer $400 billion in student debt to taxpayers by a vote of 6-3. The U.S. Department of Education estimates that this rule will cost $156 billion over the next 10 years. This is an increase from the original $137 billion estimate for the proposed rule. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.